Thank y'all so much. How's everybody doing? So my name is BJ Barham. I'm in a band called American Aquarium from Raleigh, North Carolina. It's good to be in Oregon. Pretty state you got here. I'm sure you hear it enough. It's nice. We've been in the desert for like the last week, so it's nice to see greenery. It's a beautiful thing. My dog's excited because he can finally piss on grass. He felt like a second class citizen having to pee on rocks and cement. So he's excited to be back in a green ecosystem. He's pretty stoked. But thanks for having me in. Thanks for giving me a stop on a 10-hour drive from San Francisco to Portland. When you're from the East Coast and you're routing a tour, three states don't seem that bad. It seems back on the East Coast, you can go from state to state in about 2 hours, 3 hours maybe. So that mentality kind of carries over when you're booking a West Coast tour. You're like, I'll do L.A., San Francisco, Portland, and Seattle, and then that's the West Coast. And on paper, it looks good until the morning you get up to leave and you Google map it, and you're like, oh, there's a lot of road. Turns out California is like 12 states just stacked on top of each other. But it was good. We came up today from San Francisco, and thanks for letting me stop for a little lunchtime happy hour show for you guys. I appreciate y'all being here. I'll get into some songs. I've been sober for almost 3 years. I was a drunk asshole for a very long time, and now I'm just an asshole with no excuse. August 31st will be my 3 years, and it's a solid thing. You never hear anybody utter the phrase, man, I got sober and things just fell to shit. You know, it usually takes a swing upwards when you get a lot of stuff in check. But I started writing a record about sobriety, and I came to a very important realization. It's almost impossible to write a catchy anthemic chorus about sobriety. There's a lot of choruses about, you know, drinking cold beer on dirt roads and pickup trucks and pretty girls and whatever they're playing on the radio these days. It's catchy, but it's hard to write about sobriety. So I did what any kid from the state of North Carolina would do. I made an obscure ACC basketball reference right in the middle of the chorus. And to explain to you what reference I made, and I went to North Carolina State University, home of the Wolfpack. We are god-awful at every athletic endeavor we have ever tried to be a part of. Yet we remain one of the most delusional fan bases in the country. We're always the we'll get them next year kind of people, except for we're like obnoxious about it. But in 2002, we weren't bad. We had a decent basketball team. We were like 20th in the country. But on February 9th, 2002, we had to play the number one team in the country, which was the Duke Blue Devils. And we were a 21-point underdog to the Duke Blue Devils. But by some miraculous hand of God, we beat the Duke Blue Devils. And ESPN runs up to the reason we beat the Duke Blue Devils was a kid from Harlem, New York, 6'8", number 24, shooting guard Julius Hodge. They said, Julius, how does it feel to beat the number one team in the country? And he stares deep into the camera. He's got the ears of the nation. This is a nationally televised game on ESPN. He has a chance to say something so profound that it puts NC State basketball back on the map. And he opens his mouth and he just says, when we hungry, we eat. And then he just ran to the locker room. He didn't say another word. That's the only thing he said. You can YouTube it. It's great. Just type in, when we hungry, we eat. It's so absurdly bizarre. But not just because of what he says, because the best part's the last 10 seconds. It goes back to the ESPN analyst who's just standing there dumbfounded. And he's like, there you have it, Tom. Julius Hodge, when he's hungry, he eats. Back to you guys in the studio. So I decided to take that 2 seconds of absurdity and kind of twist it around to make it fit my narrative. But I decided that I couldn't put the song out unless I let Julius hear the song first, because he made it up, you know. So I did what anybody would do when you're trying to get in touch with a celebrity I sent him a Twitter message. And I just said, "Hey, Julius, I wrote a song about you. BJ, send." And my wife looks at me and she's like, "That's the creepiest fucking thing you could have ever sent him." And I was like, "No, it's not." I was like, "I just told him I wrote a song about him." Like, I was like, I stated a fact. And then she's like, "Let me read that back to you the way he's going to read it." And then she read it back in like the creepy voice, like the, "Hey, Julius, I wrote a song about you. BJ." I was like, okay, like, that's super creepy. But luckily, like, 5 minutes went by and he sent me a message back. And it was just one sentence, but it was a sentence that let me know that he dug what I was doing. And he said it in only a way that Julius Hodge could say something. It was just very simple. It just said, "That shit's fire, son." But instead of the word fire, he just used three little flame emojis. And that's how I knew I had the title track for our next record. This is a song called Wolves.